Hi, this is Morgan Michael welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness. I believe that we all have an innate need to be seen, heard, and understood. When we dedicate ourselves to kindness, the ripple effects in our schools can be life-changing. Through this podcast, I want to challenge you to question your assumptions, amplify your insight, and embrace a willingness to go beyond the status quo in education. Together, let's learn how to make a big impact, one small act at a time. If you've ever experienced what it's like to be the new kid or move to a new city, you've likely experienced what it's like to feel lonely. How can an app beat loneliness? In this episode, you'll learn about Lokel, a women's-only social networking platform founded by Humaira Ahmed, which aims to help women find like-minded friends way easier. Humaira has a BA in communication studies and a background in software engineering. She is the amazing founder and CEO of Lokel. If you want to learn more about Lokel, visit www.lokel.com. That's L-O-C-E-L-L-E. Or check them out on social media at Lokel App. L-O-C-E-L-L-E-A-P-P. Thanks for listening. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes and leave a review. Thank you so much. As an educator, I'm really, really focused on creating environments that sort of decrease a sense of loneliness and and that sort of alone feeling that children can get. But we also know that this isn't exclusively a feeling that children or kids get. This can actually be something that women, just the general population, experiences. And we see that because the numbers in anxiety, depression have really, really skyrocketed, and even research around loneliness. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about your story of origin for your amazing app, Lokel, and how that came about.
Yeah, I so relate to what you just said because, you know, I have two little girls. They are 2 and 4 now. And when I was just coming off of my mat leave with my second daughter, I started to really feel isolated because I live in Victoria. I've lived here for now 7 years. And I had some, you know, friends that I had made over the years, and a lot of them were, you know, stay-at-home moms, and that worked out really well with my parenting journey. But as I was transitioning back into the workforce, there was an increasing disconnect between, you know, my mom friends and I. And also I had some friends who I used to go for hikes and boot camps with. They moved away in the same year, and I started to feel really lonely. And then it really, you know, hit me that every time I moved, I'm originally from Pakistan. So Pakistan to Toronto, I've lived in Toronto, and then Vancouver, and then Victoria. Every time, that was the same challenge, to find like-minded women easily. And I just, you know, it just really got me thinking, like, there has to be a better way. There has to be a way for people who want to get together with other people, especially women. For women, we rely heavily on our social capital.
Yes.
To have that easily accessible, because there may be somebody who lives a couple blocks from me, you know, who might be a good platonic match for me as a friend. And we just don't know that. So I just wanted to bring that vision to life. And I have a background in software engineering, and I've done marketing for over 10 years for a lot of tech companies. So it just felt like, you know, I could do it. And I decided to do it.
I think that's such a great story, and I can so identify. Actually, it's funny because right as we speak, my two children are also 2 and 4. So I really can identify with sort of creating a balance, sort of wanting to be ambitious in your own right in your career, but also maintaining that balance of how do you stay connected to the people around you? How do you stay connected to your home life as well as your work life? So it can be a real challenge. And I really love the connection piece because you're right. I think that social capital is such an important gift that that I'd say many women and mothers specifically have, and that when we capitalize upon it, the most amazing things can happen. So
absolutely.
Before we dive into some of the differences between Locale and, of course, some of the other apps that seek to connect individuals, I'd love for you to just touch a little bit more on what brought you from that place of being inspired to make a change to actually taking action and doing it. Because I think a lot of people say, oh, I've got this great idea, or I'd really like to do X, Y, and Z, and then nothing really happens. So what made you so ambitious and go after this really important dream?
Yeah. You know, for me, it's, I've been a go-getter. And I believe it, you know, kind of stems from my childhood. I was raised in Pakistan, and, I was always told what to do, what not to do, as a girl growing up. Mm. And, you know, also in terms of who I was going to be in future, you know, I knew I was being raised to be, you know, that perfect trophy housewife. Mm. And I just never saw myself as that. I used to play cricket, and that was taken away from me too, because girls are not supposed to play cricket, especially out in the streets. So I remember, you know, just my childhood has been very different from, you know, a lot of childhoods I see even here. Mm-hmm. And so I just always wanted to, I would pray to just have one opportunity where I would escape all the, you know, that culture, and I would do amazing things with my life. So, and there's lots there, but I'm not going to get into the details of my background. But now that I am here, and this was one of the things that I just could not shake off, you know, I've had many ideas over the years. But this was one of the things that, you know, it was like, either I do this now or I will regret it. And I want to raise great girls, and I want to be a really good role model for them. And I know I didn't have that growing up. So for me, it's even more important to be able to go after things that I really want to do, and just take that leap of faith. You know, a lot of it for us, especially I find in women, you know, we think too much, and you know, what if? So for me, it was important to just really take this opportunity, because I do have the background. I understand technology enough to be able to, you know, take on that leap of faith, but also the marketing background, you know, to get this thing, you know, off the ground and up and running. So I just really, you know, because of where I come from and because of my journey, I knew if I didn't take on this venture, I would really regret it. And for me this year, especially, I just say this to everybody, like, for me, it's that the fear of regret, you know, is far greater than the fear of failure. And so, you know, worst case that will come out of this is like, you know, it won't work. But the journey I've already been on, it's been amazing. So
Wow. That is so inspiring. And I can really identify with that the fear of the regret is really a lot bigger than the fear of the failure. And I think that as an educator, that's such an important message to sort of reinforce to kids is, yes, it's scary. Yes, you're putting yourself out there. And what an incredible journey. And even if you quote unquote fail or come up against challenges, that the journey and the learning that you'll do, the connections that you'll make are invaluable, and it's worth it. So your story is incredibly inspiring. And I think of, you know, it gives me chills. And I think of little girls hearing that. Yeah, I think of little girls hearing that message and thinking, huh, I don't have to necessarily be bound by the vision that others have for me, that I can think beyond that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. So
thank you.
I would love to talk a little bit about the difference between Locale and other apps like Tinder or Bumble. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. So Tinder is not even our competition at all, because it's a dating app. And, you know, Tinder is for everybody, of course, you know, both men and women. And to find, you know, especially dates or hot dates.
Yes.
We are a women only for one platform that connects like-minded women who live close to each other, share similar interests, and just really focus on getting them offline, because real connections happen when people get together.
So
that's the goal. And with Bumble is, of course, you know, there is definitely some competition there in terms of they are a dating app too. So they are primarily a dating app. with a focus on women, of course. And this is actually just when I founded my company, Bumble announced that they were introducing find, you know, your BFF. Hmm. So that's where we're similar to an extent. The good news for us is that we're not, you know, their algorithms are based around dating. So it's very much like swipe. It is swipe. So you swipe right and left or whatever people, you know, and so there's that. And then there's also, it's not so much like-minded based. It's mm-hmm. very dating-like where it's very visual.
Right.
So in the origins too, we're very different. And of course, there's similarity in that, yeah, it, you know, we're doing similar things in that, hey, find a friend, but we're also doing mentor moments where, you know, we can connect people based on similar interests. You know, I may have great knowledge of marketing that somebody else may not, or they may have great knowledge of photography and I may not. So, but we do have other interests in common, and now we can talk about those things too. So having those mentor moments and just growing our tribe. So it's really building a sense of community. That's where we're different too. So, for instance, take Facebook groups. That's what we want to do, but more on like one-to-one level, but also provide women with a safe space to talk about the issues around their interests. So really building a community, and that's, we're different. I think we're different enough there.
Yes.
That we're not really competing with Bumble.
Absolutely. And what I really like is how you've talked about some of the differences in your algorithm as well that really match up on specific interests and your demographic information, your location. And yes. I really especially love that mentorship piece, because I think as our world becomes more entrepreneurial in spirit, and how a lot of interests and passions kind of spiral into businesses. Like you said, if you're a photographer, sometimes you might be really good at your craft, but you need to connect mm-hmm. with somebody who's excellent at marketing and you just don't have those skills. So exactly. being able to sort of connect with people. And then also, of course, the fact that it's female only is really empowering, I think, in many ways, because quite often, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the sense I get in the tech world is that it is a really male-dominated industry. And that can be overwhelming for some women or some personalities. And so having that as an entry point and having sort of this mm-hmm. built-in safe mentorship opportunity is so wonderful. So I just think it's great.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, I mean, our initial focus is, you know, tech, but we want to be available for everybody. We are for everybody.
Yes.
But in terms of our audience persona, like I can only, you know, go after so much. So we're just starting with tech because that's where I come from. But just, it is a male dominant industry. And also often just, it gets very competitive too. Mm-hmm. And anytime you add men to the mix, I know it will turn into a dating app.
Right.
And so we don't want that.
Sure.
And and also the dynamic between women changes.
Yes.
So for sure.
I love that. And I think it's really cool that it's not a visual app, that it's really based on the personality. Yeah. So that's so great. Before we sort of get to, we've got just a handful of rapid fire questions I like to ask mm-hmm. my guests. But before we get there, why do you think the world needs this now more than ever?
I think we are at an, I think we live in amazing times to begin with, because there are a lot of opportunities. And like you mentioned, just the entrepreneurial spirit is just so much there now than mm-hmm. it's ever been. So now is the time for, you see all these movements about Me Too and Time's Up. I really say just times now, to really connect women. I see so many different groups. And even if you just say tech as a vertical, there's so many tech groups in Victoria, in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And I mean, reality is that their vision is the same, mm-hmm. To bring people together. Mm-hmm. But we're increasingly becoming disconnected, especially with the social media world, right? Like, we spend so much time online. And this time could be spent with real people, having real conversations, talking about your real life, as opposed to, putting fake stuff out there. I mean, Instagram, and I've been guilty, mm-hmm. we really promote fake lives.
Yeah.
And, look at Facebook too. Like, I assume my family in Pakistan is doing fantastic. My family in Saudi Arabia is doing great. My family, US is doing great. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that, and they think the same about me, mm-hmm. but they don't know about the challenges I go through.
Right.
I don't know about the challenges they go through. So we just, we just see what's out there and it's not real. And we know that. Mm-hmm. And we know also that, it takes, in-person contact, like human touch, to have an impact on our lives. And that's only going to happen when people will meet in person, especially women, because it's important for us. So I think the timing is just perfect. We need to, you know, get away from this online world that's really not making our lives better. I mean, in some ways it is, for sure. But it's also disconnecting us and making us more depressed. Yeah. So yeah, I think this is just the time to really be doing this.
Absolutely. I think it's a great, really great project. And I'm so excited to see the launch. I think you said in fall of 2018, right?
Yeah, we're definitely, we're doing a public launch at the West Coast Women's Expo at TradeX in the Vancouver area, because they just get a huge audience. And also until then, we're starting our beta this week, actually. And it's so exciting. And we have a couple hundred users in Victoria and Vancouver to help us with the testing. Yeah. And just really start to grow that user base up until the launch, but it's very much private at this point.
What does kindness mean to you?
Kindness mean to me, empathy. Mm.
What book or books have you gifted most often to people?
I haven't really gifted. I've talked about it quite a bit. It's The Help.
What quality or superpower do you think a teacher should employ in order to be effective?
Superpower. I would say there would be so many, but just a great, I guess, role model and just be like, you know, lead by example.
Yeah. And what about for a principal or like an educational leader of a school?
Good core values, you know, setting those core values and filtering a lot of the decisions that we make through those. So for me, it's about strengthening community. Is this helping us strengthen community? If no, we're not doing it, whether it's business, whether it's hiring, like, you know, just anything. So having set core values very early on and having that vision is really, really important.
That's a great answer. I love that.
Thank you.
What quote would you print on a quote cup that could be sold in big bookstores and viewed or bought by millions?
Oh, it's the one that I just mentioned to you early on. It's the fear of regret is, you know, far greater than fear of failure. It's my own and I've written it and I just say this. I'm sure there's stuff, similar stuff around that, but
I think it's a really good mantra, though. I think it's the thing that would keep you in forward motion. Mm-hmm. Humaira, thank you so much for joining me in this conversation. It's been a joy, and I can't wait for my listeners to hear about this amazing app.
Thank you so much, Morgan. I really, really appreciate this opportunity and for what you're doing. Thank you to you, too, for that.
Thank you, and I will definitely be in touch. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag #SmallActBigImpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.